May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the gospel lesson, Jesus in the synagogue of Nazareth. You may be seated. Dear saints, throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus primarily revealed himself to people in two ways. As it is the season of Epiphany, which is the season of revealing, we consider throughout the season the ways in which God in Christ reveals himself to us, who he is, what he will do, what he's capable of, the fact that he is true God and true man. The two ways that we want to think about how Jesus reveals himself is first, through the eyes. Last week we heard of the miracle at Cana, turning of water into wine. There people saw what Jesus did. At least Mary and the disciples and the servants. They saw the water as it was poured into the jars and saw that when it was taken out, it was wine. These miracles of Christ are a way that he revealed himself through the people's eyes, healing the sick, driving out demons, calming the storm, feeding the 5,000. But today in our gospel reading, we see Jesus, or we hear of Jesus, revealing himself through the people's ears. Jesus would tell the Jews later in John chapter 5, "You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me." After his resurrection, Jesus tells two of his disciples to Emmaus that the scriptures are written about him. St. Luke records this, "Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them all that was said in the scriptures concerning himself." And so, in our gospel reading this morning, Jesus tells the people in the synagogue, first, he reads from the prophet Isaiah these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then, as was the custom of the Jews, as we heard about in our Old Testament reading, Jesus explained the sense. That is, he preached to them, and his sermon went like this, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," in their hearing. That is, Jesus is telling them that the me from Isaiah's prophecy, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," that's Jesus. Jesus is the whole content of the Old Testament. He is the one to whom the Old Testament was pointing. The Old Testament scriptures are our scriptures because they speak about Christ. Jesus is the one we should listen to. Jesus is the one who proclaims liberty to you, who sets you free from your sin. Jesus is the one who proclaims the good news, and he is the good news. Jesus casts away your spiritual darkness and blindness. Jesus proclaims the Lord's favor. He proclaims that the Lord is well pleased with you. The ears of the people perk up. Could this be? Could this be the Messiah? They marveled at his gracious words. But just hold on a second. Isn't this Joseph's son? We know these people. Isn't that the kid who they lost in the temple for 3 days? We know this family. They're nothing special. But the words are pretty good. Perhaps if we had some sign, perhaps if there was something we could see with our eyes, something that would prove to us that the words are true, then maybe we would believe. Jesus says to them, "Doubtless you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" That is, "We've heard something about these miracles that you do, Jesus. We want one. We want one here. We want one now." But Jesus wasn't going to give them one. There would be no miracle today. Jesus was choosing to reveal himself to the people through their ears. They needed to trust the words of Jesus. When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath. And they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. Jesus was not their puppet. Jesus didn't come into their midst just to be a sideshow, to be like a magician performing tricks. Oh, the people wanted a Messiah, yes, but one that met their expectations, not the Messiah that God had promised, not the one they actually needed. I think there are two lessons we can draw from the people's reaction. The first is, in a way, we're not any different. We want a Messiah that does what we want the Messiah to do. We want something to see with our eyes through which we can believe in Jesus. We want a Jesus that says yes and amen to every decision we ever made. We expect Jesus to give us what we want. We wouldn't mind a miracle now and then either. We want a Jesus that reveals himself to us through our eyes, through our experiences. And even when he does reveal himself through our ears, well, we like certain words of Jesus, but not others. We're ready to hear that we should love one another, but then we see our neighbor and we think to ourselves, well, maybe not that person. We hear the words of God telling us not to commit adultery, but what about these words of Jesus? I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And so it is, we hear with our ears, and then we see with our eyes, and they seem to be at war with one another. The words of Jesus and what we see in our world. Of course, the Bible records other words of Jesus, not just law, but the comfort of the gospel. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. For even the Son of Man came to not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. And so we take all of God's words. We have to consider all of them, both words of condemning law, condemning us for our sin, and yet words of comforting gospel. For we know that this Jesus, who spoke in Nazareth, is the promised Messiah, the one promised by the Old Testament. So the first lesson is, we too need to trust the words of Jesus and not rely on what we see with our eyes. The second lesson is that we can consider the people that wanted to throw Jesus off the cliff as the world. As the words of Jesus were not well received by the people in Nazareth that day, so the words of the church will not be well received by the world. They may even want to throw us off of a cliff. But we can also learn that God provided. Because, did you notice what happened to the people when they were taking Jesus to the edge of the cliff? These people who wanted to see a miracle, wanted to see God reveal himself through their eyes, they actually saw a miracle, but they didn't believe it. The text says this. The irony, Jesus, passing through their midst, went away. You can just picture it. There's a crowd around Jesus. They're at the edge of the cliff, and suddenly, no Jesus. They received their miracle, and so too we receive miracles. There are things that we can see with our eyes that assure us that God is pleased with us, but we have to believe first with our ears. We can see through the eyes of faith the providence of God, that he has cared through us throughout our life. We can see with eyes of faith that this water of baptism cleanses you from your sin. We can see with eyes of faith that when I say, I forgive you all of your sins, that it is Christ forgiving your sins. We can see through eyes of faith that from this altar is not just bread and wine, but the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. We see these things because our eyes have been opened through the Word of God to see the things of God, the things He does in our midst. Do you desire Jesus to reveal Himself to you? To show His power to you in a way that you can see? We are not promised a miracle. We are not promised to see the full glory of Jesus in this life. We are promised that God will continue to reveal Himself to us through our ears. We are promised that through the hearing of God's word, we will see. We will see with eyes of faith what God has done and continues to do for us. We are promised that we who hold fast to this faith will one day see with our eyes of flesh, the glory of God in heaven. We have heard the good news that Jesus died for sinners. The witnesses to Christ's resurrection tell us that Jesus who died rose from the dead. And Jesus Himself promises that He goes before you to prepare for you a place in the mansions of heaven. Cling to the promises of Christ that you have heard with your ears. They are trustworthy and true. In the name of Jesus, amen.